Dr. Charles Nemiroff chairs the Department of Psychiatry at UT Austin, and he says all people are born with a genetic blueprint that includes gene variants that put them at risk for certain health problems, if the environment is right. For example, if someone has a gene variant that puts them at risk for cancer, they may remain cancer-free unless or until they're exposed to something in the environment that activates that risk, like cigarette smoke. Nemiroff says toxic stress and maltreatment during childhood can also influence what your genes do.
And it turns out that there are certain gene variants that interact with childhood maltreatment to regulate your relative vulnerability for depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other disorders.
So what if a person has gene variants that predispose them to developing a mood disorder, but they never experienced child maltreatment?
In our studies, there was no effect of having the vulnerability gene if you were never exposed to childhood maltreatment. But if you were, there it is.
Nemiroff says all of a person's gene variants add up to what he calls a polygenic risk score, which someday your doctor may be able to calculate for you.
We will in the future be able to look at individuals and say, your polygenic risk factor score suggests that you're vulnerable to bipolar disorder or depression or diabetes or asthma.
Armed with that knowledge, a patient or their parents could avoid things that might trigger their vulnerabilities. But for now, Nemiroff suggests organizations like the National Institutes of Health focus on preventing child abuse.
You know, we put appropriately tons of money into AIDS research, and look what happened. We developed treatments, we reduced all the misery that resulted in. Why can't we do that with child abuse?
Nemiroff says genes don't have to be destiny, and child abuse is 100% preventable. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.